Sunday at that door, but also here in the United States, in the local congregation where we are members in Rosen Heights, the brethren there also give greetings to you. Specifically and totally as congregations, these brethren say, please give our greetings to the faithful in the United States. I think sometimes, brethren, we get a little localized in our thinking about things is not as big and as broad as it is. But there's a lot of brethren in a lot of places here in the United States we know, and there's a lot of brethren in a lot of places in these countries, and far and few in between sometimes. And we are a small brotherhood in one way, but in another manner of thinking about this, there's a lot of brethren everywhere. So I just said that, didn't I? And from many of your Colombian and Ecuadorian brethren, they send greetings. A history of the Lord's people in Colombia and Ecuador. In Colombia, the work there started with one baptism in March of 1977, and 15 more baptisms in January of 1978. Primarily, this was due to Brother Wayne Pertain being contacted and being sent to these countries and converting people and starting the work down in these parts. Through the past 45 years, the Lord's work in Colombia has grown from one person to over 60 congregations scattered throughout the country today. In Ecuador, it started about 1973, 1974, when Brother Miguel Quinto and some others obeyed the gospel. Prior to 1998, the Lord's Church numbered 5 congregations, and now there are 35 conservative congregations throughout the country of Ecuador. While there are many good brethren working in the vineyard of the Lord in many places, this is a report about my small part in the work. And while I am talking about my work in the kingdom, it is also the work of my wife, Robin. She has a hand in this. Even though she often stays home from these trips, she's traveled with me several times, as we'll talk about. But she is a great preparer and helping me get ready to do these works. I can't do this work without her help and her blessing. I started preaching the gospel on a full-time basis in July of 99. I'd worked secular work for years. With my wife's blessing, I sold my business, and we, my wife and our 2 teenage kids, moved from Cincinnati, Ohio to the mountains of northeastern West Virginia to our first full-time work. We worked with 2 different churches in West Virginia for 8 years total, and then we moved to Hawaii, yep, best weather on the planet, to work with the church there for 6 years. After living in Hawaii for 6 years and preaching at the Leeward Church of Christ on the island of Oahu, because of Robin's job with the U.S. government, yes, government employee, and having an opportunity, an opportunity presented itself to move and to live in Bogota, Colombia. I moved Robin to Hawaii. She moved me to Bogota, Colombia. And I wasn't kicking and screaming. And since I had contacts and had visited Colombia over the years since 1998, she applied for a position within her office. And I'd always wanted to go and live there. I didn't see how that would work. But the Lord provided the open door. We just had to be smart enough to go through open doors sometime. And the privilege to go work in Colombia and be able to work more closely with Brother in Ecuador just was a wonderful idea to me. She got the appointment of this job, and the U.S. government moved us and our things, all of my boat anchors, I mean my books, to Colombia in November of 2013. She worked with the U.S. Embassy, or at the U.S. Embassy, and we worked with a new congregation in the north of the city of Bogota, Colombia, for 6 years, from 2013 to 2019. Robin's initial commitment to work in Bogota was only for 2 years, but she renewed the commitment twice, so we were there for a total of 6 years. And then we moved back to the USA 3 years ago in November 2019. Robin was selected to a position at her office at the Alliance Airport, which is just north of Fort Worth, west of Dallas Fort Worth Airport. This is where the U.S. government moved us back to, here in the USA, and I started working with the Rosen Heights Iglesia de Cristo, Spanish Church, Church of Christ, a small Spanish work north of Fort Worth. Again, another connection. Wayne Pertain and Bill Reeves, some of you brethren heard of these, worked in this work years ago, and here we follow up on that. My work in South America started in 1998, again, before I started preaching full-time. My first trip to Colombia and Ecuador was in August of 1998, 24 years ago. Connection. Some at one time you supported Pablo Ramirez for a while. Pablo Ramirez. That's Pablo right there. Back in 1998 when we were both children. It's crazy. It's just really, time has really passed by. At the time that we started in this, I did not know the Spanish language. I don't know much of the Spanish language now. I have problems with English, but I had to use a translator. Since then, I've made another 47 trips to Ecuador. I've made another 11 trips to Colombia besides our living there for 6 years. I've made 2 trips to Peru, made 1 trip to South Korea, and that accounts for 7.5 to 8 years of my life out of the United States preaching the gospel. It's interesting, the reason that I made a second trip to Colombia and to Ecuador after the August 1998 trip was because there was a great need for Spanish Bibles and Spanish songbooks. Again, I didn't know the language. The only language I knew in Spanish was what I learned from Speedy Gonzalez in the cartoons when I was a kid. Andale, andale, arriba, arriba, and possibly the word grass. That's all I knew. But when this brother right here says, we need songbooks, we need Bibles. Our kids don't have Bibles. And even then, I didn't realize exactly what that meant. But nonetheless, that's the reason for the second and the subsequent trips for several years. There were some Spanish-speaking brethren from Colombia that were visiting churches in the United States at this time. From time to time, they would visit. But they did not purchase and or take Spanish songbooks to their people for whatever reasons. I don't know. And there were U.S. preachers that visited Colombia and Ecuador to visit these churches. But they were not purchasing the bulk quantity of quality songbooks. They would buy the little star songbooks that you could buy. And those would disintegrate, especially in the rainforest areas. These things were needed. Or they didn't secure the funds to purchase these. I don't know what was going on. It doesn't matter. That does not matter. I'm not here to complain and rail against brethren what they did or didn't do. Since my first trip to Colombia and Ecuador in August 1998 to date, I have been blessed to have supplied the following needs with the help of funds sent from individuals and from congregations. Over 2,000 Spanish songbooks, over 4,000 Spanish Bibles, and this has been a real blessing. In the one picture there, you see Brother Ron Chaffin. He has passed now. Good brother, went with me. He used to preach in South Africa a lot. There's my dad, and then Brother Miguel Quinatoa with the map there with us. First thing we do, we enter into Ecuador and buy Bibles before we start our travels. Also, they didn't have communion ware. They needed communion cups. We first secured literally hundreds of used communion trays from brethren. Trays that had dust on them. In one place, communion trays that had chicken stuff on them because they were in the cellar. And clean them off, clean them up, take them with us. Communion cups. We ended up buying glass cups because they would reuse, they would recycle the plastic cups. So the glass cups has helped a whole lot. We have taken thousands of communion cups, Bible class materials. There we'd find brethren to translate Bible class materials and print these materials for them. Thousands of sermons, sermon handouts. Hundreds of Spanish commentaries written by Wayne Pertain and Brother Bill Reeves. There are times that we have to hand deliver funds and assistance to individuals who was in great need of emergency medical help, and you all have heard about that in my reports. Even the songbooks that we took over 20 years ago are showing terrible wear, And the tropical areas especially, mold and dampness, even the termites would attack the songbooks and eat them alive, literally eat the songbooks alive. Now, when we lived in Bogota from 2013 to 2019, and we were members of the Norte Church, the North Church. This was a new work that started in August 2013, 3 months before we arrived in Bogota. And I was invited to work with another brother to teach in Spanish in this congregation. With this in mind, the primary focus of my work was threefold. One, to study with brethren in Bogota and as local congregations wanted to teach and preach in Bogota by appointment. And the most important aspect of our local work was having a Bible class in our apartment every Saturday evening for hours when I was in town with the young people. And this was not our idea. We didn't see this coming. This was the idea of the brethren, and the young people ate it up. They loved it. What was interesting about this, we tried to do the same thing with our young people when we were in West Virginia, including our two, and they had no interest. These young people would ask Bible questions that adults ask. They loved to study. They wanted to study and spend time. This was our last class that we had with them at our hotel before we left to come to the United States. But this was the type of attendances we would have on Saturday evenings with the young people at our apartment in Bogota. I also taught a two-hour marriage and family enrichment Bible study on every third Sunday afternoon. So I would arrange my trips to Ecuador in between these third Sundays. So we tried to make sure we were home and not traveling on that third Sunday so we could continue this class. I did a bilingual bulletin, a bulletin that was English on one side and Spanish. Our young people down there, they want to learn English. They just had to learn English. And so we would have the bilingual bulletins for them also. Also, when doing the sermons, I would have handouts. Everybody would get a handout like you will get on the sermon this morning. And I would give the handout in English to those who want it and as well in Spanish. And yes, as I had time, I preached in other congregations in Colombia by appointment. This is the church in Cali, Colombia, in the year 2016. And Lord willing, in a few weeks, 2 weeks, I will return to this congregation and visit them again. Secondly, the creation of a Spanish website providing sermon materials in Spanish, but it's to date, this is still not done. I've been too busy to do this. Procrastination, I understand, but I need more time, but never got to it. Third, living in Bogota put me in close proximity to Ecuador and to easily travel 4 times a year for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. And that I did, and I continue to do that. What I liked about this trip, when we lived in Bogota, we were an hour and 20 minutes away. I was an hour and 20 minutes away from Robin. Well, as far as being from Quito to Bogota. For me, I got this psychological problem. I don't like being far away from home. And Robin here in the United States is just so far away. So I really like this idea of her being in Bogota. I was close to home being in the next country in Ecuador. Now, since we had faithful men in the congregation to fill the pulpit when I was away in Ecuador, the continuity of the preaching and teaching at Norte did not suffer. We had good, faithful men in the local congregation. And traveling to preach and teach in Ecuador was the most important component of our living in Bogota as far as I was concerned. With our move back to the United States, to the USA, in November of 2019, we became members of the Rosen Heights Church, again a Spanish work that is in the north part of Fort Worth. It's a small congregation. This, again, is an old work, began many years ago. Brother Wayne Pertain and the late Brother Bill Reeves worked with these brethren years ago. Their meeting house fell under disrepair years ago, and they have been working over the years to build a new meeting house as they have funds to continue the construction. Currently, they are meeting in a classroom in the meeting house of the Castleberry Church of Christ. Currently, we don't have youth in this work. That's why I was loving watching these young people run around this morning. It just, That just brings a smile to this old man's face. We love that. We continue. At Rosen Heights, I share the pulpit with a retired brother, Brother Hermilindo Olmedo. And again, this allows the teaching at Rosen Heights to continue as I travel to continue my work in Ecuador and in Colombia, and to be able to visit good brethren like you all. With this in mind, the current focus of my work is, one, work with the Rosen Heights Church, preaching and teaching in Spanish. Secondly, during the pandemic, and now after the pandemic to date, I preach weekly online in Spanish on a Zoom website facilitated by a brother and colleague, Colombia, as well as filling in occasionally as requested by brethren in other locations. And that's my library there, my boat anchors. Again, we try to find some time in the future to create, to publish that bilingual Spanish website. Wayne Pertain has been after me. It just keeps saying, you got to do this, you got to do this. Do we have more than 24 hours a day? That's my sorry excuse I keep giving to poor brother. But sometimes we got to get around to doing that. Fourth, to continue to travel to Ecuador 4 times a year for 2 to 3 weeks at a time using my 90-day visa, and now integrate Colombia into my travels, maybe for a total of 50 days a year. So this is what keeps me busy. Again, traveling to preach and to teach to ground brethren in the faith in Ecuador and in Colombia is still what I consider the most important component of my work. With that said, what I want to do now is to review my preaching trips of the past year. Sorry, I did this 2 weeks ago. Of the past year in 2022. My report's already out of date, Robin. Aye. This is what happens. It's like we blinked our eyes and we changed the year, and it's just like, well, what happened here? Okay. Before flying to Colombia and to Ecuador, I spent weeks, many hours preparing, translating, printing, assembling class materials and study materials, purchasing and gathering supplies. Yes, Amazon is my best friend in helping me get these things prepared. So let's go to January 20th to February the 8th. A year ago, I went to Colombia after 2 years and 2 months. This was my first trip back to Colombia since Robin and I moved from there in November 2019. Brethren in Colombia had been lobbying me to return in 2021, but finally we got back there. Brother Orlando Sorio of Popayan, Brother Camilo Gaitan, and Brother Jorge Gaitan of Bogota, and Brother Pablo Ramirez of Cali gave me opportunities to work with them on this trip. The primary purpose of this 20-day trip was to visit and encourage brethren in the cities of Bogota, Popayan, and Cali. On this trip, we visited 11 churches and 4 towns or cities and villages. 20 days, I preached studies 36 times, including some lessons on Zoom. I visited the church in Norte in Bogota, the church in Yambo, which is just north of Cali, my first time here to visit this work. The church in South Cali, where Pablo Ramirez is a member and preaches, my first time here in this congregation. In Popayan, my second time there, to visit them. And this is where Luis Cisco preaches now. Okay, in February, so we're just talking a few days later, after I returned from Colombia, in February 18th to March the 9th to Ecuador. This trip began 10 days after returning from the 20-day trip to Colombia. This was my 44th trip to Ecuador. Brother David Quinatoa and Brother Miguel Quinatoa, this is son and father of Mbato, gave me opportunities to work with them during this trip. Primarily, I traveled with Brother David Quinatoa. For years, I traveled with his father. Miguel has aged, and his wife, David's mother, had cancer David and I got more closely acquainted with one another and worked with one another, and primarily I travel with him from now on. The purpose of this 20-day trip was to visit and encourage brethren in the mountains and in the rainforest of Ecuador. On this trip, Brother David and I visited 10 churches and six towns, cities, villages, however we want to call that. In 18 days, we had 34 studies. I preached and had studies 23 times, and David 11 times. David doesn't always get to preach the second lesson, but often in some places we will preach two lessons. I will give one lesson, and David will give the other. We visited the following churches in Pifo. On this trip, they were meeting on the porch, and this is in the mountain zones, and it is, you know how cold it was last night? It can get that cold in the mountains in Ecuador. And David was sitting. He said, "I really got cold." I said, "I wasn't so cold, but I was preaching. I was occupied. But it was cool, crispy air." In Archidona, which is just north of Tena. And this is the church of Tena. This is one of the larger churches in that sector. In Ambato, this is where David and his father are members. In Pindo Chico and Puyo, which is at the edge of the rainforest, this local church is always filled with folks. Tarqui, which is near Puyo. La Magdalena, up in the mountains above Riobamba, near a town called Chambo. Chambo itself, this was a new work, my first time here with this work, which is near Riobamba. And Riobamba itself, what we call the downtown church. There's two downtown churches. One is the Institutional Brethren, and then there's a faithful group of brethren there. The church called Polytechnica, University Church, if you will, in Riobamba, made up of a bunch of young people that is of Quechua descent. Cebolla Dos in southeast Riobamba. This is a newer work that we started meeting with. Okay, in April 29th to May 16th, my second trip to Ecuador last year, my 45th trip, and again, primarily traveled with David Kinatoa, and here David with his wife Myra and his daughter Melanie. Melanie, in this moment, is 12 years old. We've watched her grow up over the years, and she's learning English. The primary purpose of this 18 trip was to visit and encourage brethren in the mountains and the north coastal regions of Ecuador. On this trip, David and I visited 11 churches and 11 towns, villages, cities. 17 days, we had 31 studies. I preached and had studies 21 times, and David 10 times. We visited the church in Ladaya. And sisters, even I had trouble getting up those steps. And Robin says, "Please don't take me there." I understand that. I couldn't believe one aged sister needed help, but she got up the steps. It was very difficult. I was expecting the wood to break out from underneath me as I was going up the steps is what I was worried about. Codessa, near Esmeraldas, in this big open room on the second floor. No windows, but and first time with that group. Quinidey, in between Santo Domingo and Esmeraldas, a small little group. In a 10 by 10 room. Since then, they are meeting across the street in a larger room. They have been growing recently. I've been impressed. Again, back in Pifo, meeting outside on this trip still. David preached that night. I sit there and listen to him. South Quito, a small group, faithful group meeting there. They meet in a classroom during the week. A small church made up of a family down along the Pan America Highway. The place is called Alog, and Miguel took me there on a Sunday morning, and we met with them. Again, the church in Ambato. Again, the church in La Magdalena near Chambo. Again, the downtown Riobamba Church, or Riobamba Central. Again, in Cebolla Dos, in southeast Riobamba. And a church in Guayabamba. And this is up in the mountains. This is about as far as you can go up in the mountains before you would cross over the mountains and go into the rainforest, as far as the road would go. And then in July 22nd to August 16th of 2022, the third trip of last year to Ecuador. This was my 46th trip, again, primarily working with Brother David Kinatoa. The primary purpose of this 26-day trip was to visit and encourage brethren in the mountains and the south coastal regions of Ecuador. And on this trip, David and I visited 14 churches in 13 towns, cities, and villages. 24 days that we had 44 studies. I preached and or had studies 27 times, and Brother David preached and I had studies 17 times. We visited again PIFO, but I did this online on Zoom. So I got, typically Brother Miguel does a study on Saturday nights on Zoom with different folks, and this was a study with the church in PIFO. Typically, when we arrive in Quito, we got to assemble the sermon outlines into envelopes, count them all out for each place, and then here late in the evening, I did the lesson before I went to my hotel. The church in Tena, we didn't visit the church, but we had taken funds down to Brother Vicente, who had the brain aneurysms and the surgeries in the past year. Here's Myra giving her dad the money that brethren had sent for his medical bills. And yes, along the road, there is these hugest landslides, mudslides, rock slides. And yeah, look at that big old rock right there we had to go around. Ambato, again, usually when we enter into Ecuador and go down to Ambato, we always preach the first Sunday in Ambato. Again, we return to Guayabamba in the mountains for one night, in downtown Riobamba for another night, in Cebolla Dos for another night, visit with those brethren, always friendly brethren, always very happy to see you, get that big hug and embrace from the brothers and sisters. It's just really good brethren. La Magdalena, usually we go up there on Sunday evenings, and they said, please come here Sunday morning. And so David arranged for us to be there on the Lord's Day morning on this particular trip. In Rumi Cruz, there was a brother named Gonzalo Huebla who was in a motorcycle wreck 2 years ago, broke his spine, and now is paraplegic. He preached at this local work, and since you have to walk up steps and everything, he can't go there no more. And we just kind of lost touch with these brethren. And David kind of seemed to think maybe they disbanded. And I was disappointed to hear that or that idea. Well, they made contact with David, and we went back up there. And yes, there is one family that is still meeting there. Oh, it's so nice to see them again, and we were warmly received in Rumi Cruz. Then in Chambo, this is on the first floor level. This is Brother Gonzalo in the wheelchair there. He does the preaching there. He is able to do a good work and is working with that local work. In Milagro. Milagro is Spanish for miracle. It's a small city, actually. And meeting there with those brethren. They've had a good group of young people, and I've watched the young people grow up there. When traveling down the mountains, down into the rainforest, we go down to Andean Mountains, and yes, they are that steep, winding around through there. In Guayaquil, one of the two largest cities in Ecuador, there are several small little churches there. This is the church that meets outside of the house at the house of Brother Calle. Very interesting to preach there, especially when the mangoes are ripe and they fall and hit that tin roof. It's like dynamite going off, literally. The first time I heard it, I almost hit the ground. In Milagro, a small work called Guajmo. This was our first visit to this work. We're going to see how this develops with them. They received the teaching on Bible authority real well, and they need Bibles and songbooks. We'll see how this goes with these brethren. In Duran, across the river from Guayaquil, a small work there, and it is a small work. In Las Palmas, this is down near Machala, in the south, near toward the border with Peru. Las Palmas, this is a good work. This is a small work that's been growing over the years. Very well, warmly received by these brethren. This is the church in Machala. And a small work in the neighborhood outside of Machala called Quince de October, 15 of October. And then in September the 22nd to October 11th, then at my second trip to Colombia for the year, this time I met with Brother Henry Jerez of Bogota, Brother Camilo Gaitan, and Brother Jorge Gaitan of Bogota, and Brother Wilson of Valbuena of Villa Vicencio, who gave me opportunities to work with them on this particular trip. The primary purpose of this 20-day trip was to visit and encourage brethren in the cities of Bogota, Zipaquira, Soco, y Villa Vicencio, Acacias, y Fuente de Oro. Acacias y Fuente de Oro is in the rainforest, although down in this rainforest, it's so clear-cut down in there, it's just cattle pasture. It looks like some of these cattle pastures out here in Florida. It kind of reminded me of that in some ways. On this trip, I visited 8 churches in 6 towns, cities, villages. In 20 days, I preached and I had studies 25 times. This is the church at Zipaquira, which is north of Bogota. The church at Sopo. We've known these brethren here at Sopo for many years now. Good to see those brethren again. The church in El Rincón in Bogota. It's interesting, my first lesson that I ever done in Bogota 24 years ago was at the church in El Rincón. And they have grown. Brother Henry Juarez preaches and works with this congregation. They number about 100, 110, 120 in attendance on the Lord's Day morning. In the church at Bogota, where we were members, in a new work in Bogota, El Libertador, more toward the central part of Bogota, basically consists of a family. And what's interesting here with this family, there's 4 generations here. I was very impressed with that. The church in Villa Vicencio, Robin went with me here one trip when we lived in Bogota. Nice little work with Brother Wilson preaching there. Acacias, Fuente de Oro, way down into the rainforest. I've never been this far before. The church meets in the business of a brother who has one of those muscle building where they pump an iron in the place. There was no iron pumping while we were there. That's usually for the evenings. But a very, very nice group of brethren meeting in this place. And then October 28th to November the 7th, and return to Ecuador. This was my 47th trip to Ecuador, and Robin went with me on this trip. She had some extra days of vacation that she hadn't used. She says, and it was her idea, I'll go with you. I was so happy with her. The primary purpose of this 11-day trip, it was a short trip, was to visit and encourage brethren in the rainforest region of Ecuador. On this trip, Brother David and I visited 3 churches in 2 cities. In 9 days, we had 14 studies. Both David and I gave 7 lessons each. We visited a church in Tena. Now, connections, Tena. Tena is where David's wife's family lives. Brother Vicente, this is where he is a member. Her dad, Vicente, and Sister Esperanza. So this is home base for us when we go down into this sector, to this region. But always, we are warmly received, enjoy spending time with those brethren. Pindochinco, And we returned to there, but they weren't meeting in their old meeting house. They tore it down. As I told you, that building was always full. And for years, they needed to replace that with a larger meeting house or move someplace. So they were out of town in this temporary place, and they are now building a new meeting house. It's nearly complete, but they are finally building a larger meeting place for them to meet in. Again, the church in Tarki, near Puyo. And that was that. November the 25th, the last trip to December the 17th, returned to Ecuador. Again, primarily traveling with David. The primary purpose of this 20-day trip was to visit and encourage brethren in the coastal regions, both in the south and toward the north. 21 days, we had 41 studies. I did 22 lessons, David some 19. We visited PIFO. They are finally in, again, inside. David gave the lesson on this night. Good crowd. I've seen some new faces that I had not seen before. They are making contacts, and I'm very happy about that. Again, we went to the South Quito Church. I gave the lesson here this night. Nice to be with those brethren. Back in Kennyday, I said earlier, they had met across the street in a small place. Now they are meeting in a larger place. New faces. They're inviting people in to hear the word preached. In Santo Domingo, there's been several problems in Santo Domingo over the years. There was a division. The local preacher there wasn't faithful. Wasn't faithful in the word, wasn't faithful in a lot of things. Here recently, he went to the United States and recently is in adultery. And that's so disappointing. But his wife and his two of his children are faithful in this work. And this is small little work is continuing. This is the first time we've been preaching in Santo Domingo in years. And finally, we got the invitation to return there and to meet with them. In Ambato, again, Guajabamba in the mountains is the only place in the mountains we met with brethren on this trip. This attendance is short this trip. Where is everybody? They were sick. There were a lot of people sick on this trip in Guajabamba. Sorry for them. I hope they get better. Returned to Milagro in the south, in Guayaquil, again at the house of Brother Calle. A lot of visitors. A lot of visitors. A lot of unbelievers from denominations were in attendance. They had invited. One family of a brother who goes to Pentecostal churches, he has invited them before, and we have talked to them about the truth. They've not always agreed with us. But I notice in one of my lessons, a sister in the flesh, Brother Luis here in this congregation, I've seen her agreeing with me. And I'm thinking maybe they're opening their ears. At least they're coming back for more lessons, for more teaching. Again, the church in Guajmo, in Guayaquil, we returned there. They wanted two short sermons. There's security issues in the city in this time, or in this part of the city, very dangerous at night. And we met there at 5 o'clock. No, we met there at 4 o'clock. And they wanted the lessons done before it got dark. I told David, I said, you just do the long lesson. David's more longer-winded than I am. And it's better for them to develop the entire lesson, and I get to sit there and take pictures and listen to good Spanish preaching. In Duran, across the river, very few this time. Brother Octavio, the brother there in the center, has had surgery recently, and he's been kind of out of action. He is, how do you say it? I don't like the idea main member, but we understand that. He is the one that is the lightning rod to invite people and do the teaching and stuff. He's moving pretty slow after having hernia surgery. But nonetheless, we got to see him, his son there in the front row here, and the rest are visitors. In Las Palmas, again in the foothills of Machala. Returned to visit with those brethren. Several visitors there that night. In Machala, again, visiting with those brethren. Quince de October, 15th of October. Again, a lot of visitors this trip. I have been very impressed with that because in past trips, you see the same regular people, which is fine. We want to see the same regular people, but this time they had quite a few visitors, unbelievers in the crowd to listen to the word preached. Okay, coming down to the end here. My next trip to Columbia is less than a week now, January 18th, actually the 17th, wrong date, to February the 7th, a 22-day trip. Again, primary purpose is to visit and encourage brethren in the coastal regions of Colombia. And then my next trip to Ecuador is planned February the 17th, so be home just a few days, to March the 10th, a 22-day trip. And David has plans for us to visit brethren in the mountains and also, again, in the rainforest. What I need. Please pray for me. Pray for open doors for the preaching of the gospel. Pray for Robin. Please pray for Robin, for her protection as she keeps the home fires burning while I am away. Thank you for listening to me. A long rambling report. And I prepared this lesson for the church in San Antonio for the elders. But brethren, thank you for allowing me to come give this report to you. The preaching of the gospel is special. But for me, it's special because of our brethren in these countries who we have grown very close to. Some of them is like our family. You know, Paul talks about Timothy, Titus being his children. And we have got children. We have physical children. We got grandchildren. But we have developed some of these in South America who we are very, very close to. Again, thanks to God for allowing me to have a small part in the work in his kingdom. I appreciate it. Again, there's many good brethren out there doing the work of the gospel, and this is what little bit I am doing. Brethren, thank you very much.